do 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 do. They say Erykah Badu and Jill Scott are supposed to be battling each other tonight. You know, like they did Old Dude them, Teddy Riley, and I don't know which one of them men it was. You know, and I really don't think that those two should be battling each other. Meaning, like they're both women are great artists. You know, I'm not gonna take away from that, but you got two different people that can heal you and mold you and encourage you in two different waves of your life. Now, Erykah. That motherfucker is a piece of man. When I tell you, like, you just listen to the words that she say. I know that one song she got, Orange Moon, when she says, somebody looked at him and smiled at her and said, he reflect the light of my son. And I was like, damn, that's me. I'm an orange woman. Now, you know, when you're down a little bit, you know, you may be feeling kind of bummy, like, not really bummy, like, no. I ain't gonna use that word. Never bummy, like, probably just gray. We're just gonna say gray. You're feeling kind of gray. You know, you might need Auntie Jill. Now, I don't know if I just prefer to see Jill, like in her character she play. You know what I'm saying? Like when she was down or whatever. Mad like he ain't want her. And then she leveled up. Pure happiness. Couldn't even believe that she can find love that way. I said, oh, would that be me? You know, like I see her in that role. But like her songs and stuff, I don't really know too many of her songs. You know, like not, I mean, I probably heard it before, but I don't know her songs enough to be like, oh, so-and-so sang that song. Gia sang that song. Ooh. You know, I ain't really on that way. But just her acting, I think she a better actor, you know. But a lot of women probably can relate to her song. But I'm a ride with Erykah. You know. And got you listening to your soul. Finding balance. Which is key, you know. You ever just be so happy that you're just so scared something's gonna happen where it just takes it all away? Like you're so used to the bullshit. And now you are second guessing yourself. Like, well, based on this, is second guessing yourself. I say, like, getting proven wrong. Like, you can learn to trust an individual. You can learn to be yourself with the individual. Like, you can be natural as fuck. Bitch, don't even give a fuck about it. Like, okay, if that what you like, that what you like, I still love you. Like that. Because if you get in there, you got to start compromising and cutting back, you know, all of that stuff. You ain't gonna be happy. When you're so happy, you just have to laugh all the time. They're like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so funny? Why are you so this? Why are you so that? Because I'm at peace with myself. I'm okay with what I have become. I feel so much lighter. I feel like I lost weight, but I'm still here because the head fat and the thighs made that thumb. Man, I done went out here and bought these little bird feeder things, you know. And you hang it in a tree and for the birds to eat it, but the squirrels eat it. And then that's when, you know, the shit out on the ground. The bird can't even eat it. The squirrel take it over. Man, I got so many squirrels in my backyard, you would think they arrest me. I don't know how many squirrels I got in my backyard. I got so many of these things that I done gave some of them names. Like, I done seen some of them so many times. I know who they is when I see them. But when that rain comes, you know, they get all bad. They get all running all across your roof, running up and down your fence, just running around. I'm like, what the hell y'all doing? Go sit down somewhere. Go in the house. They would be like, go in the house. Because I hope the tree is your house. I really want to know what these squirrels say besides living out here on my property line. What's their common area? But one of them, that motherfucker done got so fat, he came right across my sunroom. And they had, I thought I was back in the band. Back in high school, I'm like, what the fuck all that noise is? What the fuck all that noise is? And I was so upset and so annoyed and aggravated and irritated and bothered. I called that squirrel the wrong name. I called that squirrel Oscar. I said, Oscar, get your motherfucking ass down. And that wasn't even what it named. So, the moral of the story is, when you around here feeding people, letting them get close to you, and all of that, you better be prepared for that noise that they bring down. Because if you got one, and there ain't no fighter, you wasting your time. Mother's Day is like a real deal day to some people. Like, you can have a mother but not see your mother until Mother's Day. Like, that would be crazy. But that's the reality that, you know, some people have. And I know some people, you know, they got obligations they want to feel, they want to be able to celebrate Mother's Day, but you know, something may be keeping them from it. Maybe be illness, a job, or finances, or whatever. They want to, they really want to be there for their Mother's Day. They want to do that, And it makes you wonder, like, why people put so much emphasis on one goddamn thing. Then, you know, spreading love, taking care of them, cherishing them, you know, remaining loyal, you know, to them all the time. All the time. And that's regardless if they're separated or not. You know what I'm saying? Because you may have some kids that, you know, live with their fathers or, you know, whatever, whatever. And it be days that the child don't get a chance to see the child. I mean, see the parent or the mom or whatever. You just gotta cherish the day. You gotta make a way to make that connection, you know. And I think within our community that we tend to put the relationships and the ill feelings that we have for the other in the way of the connection that the kids can have. Because I don't think that no child should know or should feel that their mother or their father, they hate each other. They don't like each other. Mm-mm. You know, I would rather for my children to feel loved from both sides. Regardless if I'm on one side or I'm on both. You can't take that innocence from a child and put your burdens on them. You cannot do that. I saw a video on, I don't know where it was. It could have been Google or whatever. I don't know. I saw it. But the girl was arguing with her mama about a man. And I'm like, wait. You know? But instead of bashing them, try to dig deeper. Try to figure out what that cycle is. You know, is it a cycle that need to be broken? Or whatever. Just try to help them. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, you know, when my daughter gets my age and, you know, becomes sexually active or whatever like that, I hope that I'm done by then. You know, not dead, but done. Like, you know, We ain't finna be arguing about no man. But, you know, I guess it's just depending on how you were brought up, what you raised around, or whatever. You know, no judgments. You know, I just pray, like, if it was a real deal video or a real deal occasion, I just pray that, you know, both of them make it where they need to make it. Rather it be making amends with each other, or making men with themselves. I just pray that, you know. Because, you know, just a black woman in itself, you know, you got to take care of her mind, because, you know, a black woman, she has so much stuff to worry about. She got to worry about her boys going out there jogging. She got to worry about them girls coming home with the grocery. I was calling for you, Daddy. Shit. John Lee Haley, Carl Lee Haley ain't been the same thing. I hate that damn movie. Well, I don't hate it. I hate love it. You know, like, I love it enough to see, like, the love that a father has for his daughter. Like, Carl Lee was out there working in the heat. He got the phone call. He went home. He walked in the house. And he saw his daughter laying on the couch. that little bit right there that upset me already. I'm already upset. You know, I think I'm an empath because, oh, I'm so upset. Like, you know, it'll just make you think, like, even if it won't happen, you be like, I wish a motherfucker would. I wish a motherfucker would. Because, see, with me, that's going to be a different kind of fight. We pick and choose in that day. And you know, when mothers, when they go out their way and protect their cubs, you know, they're labeled, you know, as murderers or whatever, whatever. And they just doing what they know to do. They got that movie. I don't know who. I gotta find out who made that movie. I need to call them now and ask them why they made it. Like, what influenced it? And that was my first time falling in love with Matthew McConaughey. I'm like, damn, that motherfucker fine. Oof. Like, he was so fine, it took your mind off the good being raped and almost home. Almost killed. You know. Then Sandra, she came through in the cut with her little boy girlish ways. I don't know, Sandra real fine though. I ain't seen her in a while, but back then she was fine. But you know. Mother's Day coming up, y'all. Y'all better cherish your mamas. I know I didn't cherish mine. By opening up Yellow Bird Studios.